Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dave, I'm sorry, but I can't allow you to start the car, Dave. Dave, I've got orders from the government that you haven't paid your taxes, Dave. You need to report to the local Homeland Security office, Dave, and then perhaps we can talk about you being able to use your car. And I'm sorry, Dave, we've locked you out of your house as well. Yes, that's a imitation of the HAL 2000 in the film that came out in the 60s, the Stanley Kubrick flick. The Arthur C. Clarke book, 2001 Space Odyssey. That's the headline in Wired News. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. I'm sorry, Dave. You're speeding, Dave. Paul Watson called me up this morning and said his afternoon over in England. He's the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. He called up and said, have you seen Wired Magazine? There's also a another article here out of another major paper, Times Union. He said, have you seen it? Because it's everything I laid out what your lives are going to be. And they're already moving, again, here in the U.S. to make you blow a breathalyzer to start your car. Everyone. It's a lot worse than that. So we'll get into this. I mean, I'm surprised Toyota came out and said this. Toyota said that you've just got to submit to this. Everything you're going to do in your life is going to be watched by cameras and tracked by the police. And their new cameras, their new cars are going to have this. And they just say that their entire fleet of vehicles is going to be like this. And you're going to have a government score that'll decide how fast you're even allowed to drive. And I'm not kidding, folks. It was the Melbourne, Australia Motor Show. And that last week we talked about some of the things they brought out where you got to swipe your card to start the car to make sure you're a good globalist. But the satellite tracking and taxation, of course. But it's much more than that. Computer cameras will monitor everything you do. And it's fed into the police database. And that's what emergency centers are all about. All these FEMA emergency centers they put in at the county levels around the country, these bunkers, they're all going to be able to punch up your car number and watch you. And MSNBC 3 years ago said this was the plan. Of course, it was all for safety, and now it's for terrorism. We will all have cameras watching us. And yes, there's discussions of in the home. Oh, after they nuke a city, you're going to accept the cameras in your house. Unless we stop them from nuking the city or releasing smallpox. Heaven help us. These people are not playing games. And so we'll go over that when we get back. Also, members of Parliament want to ban spanking children in England. It's not illegal there. It's not illegal here, but they already act like it is. Also, it's being promoted everywhere. The sound rifles, they claim it's brand new technology the Marines are going to use. Funny, in 1999, the Marines said that they had this to me. We have video of it in Police State 2000, and that it's for you domestically. In fact, they have microwave guns for you and your family. Also, how tiny Swiss cell phone chips help track global terror web. New York Times, how good the tracker chips are in your phones. Every day, a big advertisement about how good the police state is. And we do have the News 8 Austin piece about our local police going under UN control. Yes, we have the report, Austin police going under federal and then UN control, and police all the world are going under. They can now come here and arrest us. It goes both ways, so we'll get into that. And Supreme Court says they're now under UN control as well, don't forget. We have a big guest coming up in the second hour. I'll tell you about that when we get back. This very important broadcast. You'll want to stay with us. We're trying to avert the enslavement of you and your family. There's not much time. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, on Monday, I had angry convulsions on air concerning a New York Post article that's still up there at the top of the page. AIDS tots used as guinea pigs, and they are torturing these kids, and it's nothing short of murder, said Michael Elner, a minister and president of Health Education AIDS Liaison and Advocacy Group for HIV Parents. Biochemist Dr. David Raznick, who's coming on the show, a visiting scholar at the University of California at Berkeley and an expert on AIDS medication, was outraged because the drugs alone or combined have acute toxicity, which can be fatal. CPS grabs the kids, and then they also test vaccines on other healthy children. They just kill them with those. Not AIDS vaccines, just cocktails of other vaccines, and giving them double dosages of each vaccine. It just shows the type of mindset of the people running things. Human life means absolutely nothing to them. It's all about control, a bunch of mad scientists. That's coming up for about 30 minutes of the next hour. He's also a global expert on AIDS. We did some research on this guy. I mean, he's like the top expert out there, and he says the AIDS drugs are killing people, a lot of them, and that it's a big scam, and that, and he works for major companies and universities. I mean, he's pretty prestigious, and there's a bunch of other people coming out against this too, so that's coming up in the next hour. Look, I am so blessed. I am honored. I think about how many people tune into this show, how many people listen to the show, how many people get the videos and make copies of the videos and get them out to people. It's staggering. I want to do a good job. I want to cover all the news. And some days I do a great job. Some days I don't think I do that good of a job. I mean, there's just so much coming at me from so many angles. You know, how do I tell this story? But Paul Watson's the webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com. And, you know, I've talked about how the websites get tens of millions of visitors every month now between the two of them, InfoWars and Prison Planet. We put up that story about the $20 bills exploding. We just posted it on our site. And it was the biggest news story, individual news story, because they have big websites, Amazon.com and others track this. It was the biggest external link story of the day. And I told you that night before last, I went online at about midnight and noticed the site wasn't loading very quick. It usually just goes down if it has a problem and then it reboots. It was just loading real slow, so I called my webmaster or my IT guy, Dwayne Coots, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm on it right now." The entire server farm, you know, this huge company where my servers are based, they thought the whole thing was under some type of denial of service attack until they looked at it. It was just specific individual users because it was getting, you know, 300,000 hits an hour. And that's, you know, that's the kind of hits that the Drudge Report or something gets. And, you know, why do I keep talking about this? Well, I mean, that's new that we got a couple million hits just to a news story in the last 24 hours. But it's actually more than that. It just shows how many people are interested in alternative news and what's happening in the world. And yes, I've received hundreds of emails saying, "Yeah, I put $20 bills, the new $20 bills, in the microwave and they exploded. Here's a photo of it." Or, "I put 20s in and they just turned brown." Or, "I put 20s in and they didn't explode. They didn't, you know, catch on fire." I tested it, and when I get time, I'll put it on the web. In an old microwave, it pops. The RFID thing in there pops in like 10 seconds, and then the middle of the bill browns, and if you keep it going, it'll catch on fire. But if you put it in a new little dinky microwave, over about a minute, it'll just turn brown in the middle, where the emanating out from where the chip is. But also, Paul Watson's brother, and then this has been posted on PrisonPlanet.com a couple days ago, put his euros, because, you know, they're in England, so the euros are being used not as the official currency, but they are all over the place. Rest of Europe is using it. They didn't have any choice. And you put those in the microwave in the same spot where the little chip is, explodes, pops, and starts burning in about 10 seconds. Now, we have the articles out of AFP and BBC where they're putting RFID in the EU money. There's websites out there, official government sites, that show the security features and the anti-counterfeiting devices that are in the money. So they admit RFIDs are in the new money. I mean, now there's a big debate. Are there RFIDs in the money? I think the fact that the money exploded or popped like firecrackers is just an illustration of, man, this is some weird money. I mean, it's really a novelty, but people latch on to stories like that. I mean, we'll post a photograph, and that'll get a million viewers, and then, you know, some government document from the Library of Congress about how the government engineered AIDS, and they say they engineered it in 1968 through 1975, and they say it's a soft-kill weapon, and they describe it, and we post that, and it gets, you know, 10,000 people look at it in a month. So this also speaks to, you know, what captures people's attention. And it's certainly images, you know, exploding towers with jetliners flying into them. You know, that gets people's attention. That's why the globalists did that. And so somehow we've got to shift our minds into, you know, really becoming upset about bills and legislation and things like that. Because if we could get people as excited about the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and what's in it as we could about exploding $20 bills, then we would get this country back. But people like visual things. They like sports. They like gladiatorial diversions. By the way, Bush has outraged a bunch of the 9/11 families. He's got an obnoxious TV ad running where he's at Ground Zero, and George Bush defended America. George Bush will protect you. George Bush crushed Al-Qaeda. Yes, crushed his business partners. And the terrorists have knocked these building down. We're going to knock them down. And, you know, standing there on top of his work, it's like watching a serial killer dragging a dead body behind him going, look, I found the dead body in the woods. You know, I'm a hero with, you know, and the dead woman they're dragging has skin under her fingernails, you know. And the guy's got a big scratch across his face. Look, I found her. But it's pretty sick. That's an analogy, folks. But before I get into all this news, I'm sorry, Dave, you're speeding. You want to know, Toyota has announced, quote, drivers of the future who have grown up in the electronic age of heavy remote speed camera enforcement measures and electronic tollway charging systems are accepting of new technologies that assist their lifestyle as well as monitoring it. A Toyota press release said about the car, it is essential for drivers to be fully informed in this area of increasing electronic surveillance. And Toyota is now rolling out their cars, and of course it will start in Australia and then be sold here. It's going to be sold here. It's wired and ready for the cameras and the little electronic scanners. You see little bi-cameras. There'll be little antennas aiming at your car. They admit that's for scanning your license plate and also can scan the new stickers that are put on a lot of the cars. It's all federally mandated. And then the new Toyota car, of course, has the camera in it and scans you and watches you and talks to you. And this is hooked into your emergency management centers. I mean, it says it. I told you this. I've been telling you this for 6 years since I learned of it, but now it's coming. It's like I told people in 97 that HEB was involved with the feds, the big grocery store chain in Texas, and was going to be putting in thumb scanners to track and trace and control you for the new sales tax. And they have announced it is official. It's gone in some stores in Houston and College Station 2 years ago. A bunch of HEB stores in Austin in 3 weeks are putting them in. And Piggly Wiggly, there's a big WorldNet Daily article that Piggly Wiggly and its stores are putting them in. If you use credit card or check at the checkout counter, you're going to have to thumb scan Piggly Wiggly. Safeway, Kroger, Target, Walmart, just I hope you enjoy it. Just I hope you enjoy it. After you're used to using it here in the next few years, they will announce your new sales tax. I hope you enjoy it. Federal control over every business, your business, no matter how small, you'll have to have the thumb scanner, everything you do and sell tracked. Federal control, you thought the IRS was bad, now they'll be in your life every day. Oh, and by the way, they share the money with locals, so they'll be federally deputized and enforced. And I do have the article here from News 8. The police were federalized and then put under UN control 2 days ago, a bunch of them. You know, it's to keep you safe. No big deal. So, really, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, and the average yuppie, man, they just think it's great. This is wonderful. Bush wants our guns. Well, good. That's conservative. So we'll get into that. Though on my show yesterday, on this show, I never got to this article. And after the show, I was reading and thinking, what's my major malfunction? This is really a horrible article. It's out of South Bend, a pretty good-sized city. It's police group against residents having stun guns. South Bend's Fraternal Order of Police want to keep stun guns out of the hands of residents. They want them banned in the city, in your home, in your car. Can't have them. The group is supporting a proposed ban on the sale and possession of stun guns in the city. You face criminal charges and $500 fine for it. State law allows anyone older than 18 to have a stun gun. It's a little shocker type, not just taser guns. Police say stun guns pose a danger to them when they are out in the field. And it's going to be before the South Bend City Council on March 8th, in 4 days. Now, think about how nuts this is. You don't think the police don't want your guns, people? Don't want to take all your guns? All over the country, they're banning people in their homes having a little shocker. I mean, we can't have anything? But you're going to have guns and tasers and everything else to protect yourselves. And the federal courts have said police don't have to protect us. That's not their job. No liability. As if they could protect us anyways. I mean, I'm not even saying it's their job. I agree with them. But now, to protect ourselves, we don't want you having a stun gun, old lady. I mean, so I jokingly have said to people, maybe, you know, we could throw a brick. So how about they cut our arms and legs off? Maybe take our teeth out because we could bite them. Well, I shouldn't give them ideas. I'm not joking. That'll probably come up next.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've probably aired this neocon star bit about 20 times. Because according to the federal documents, the guests, members of Congress, people from the different legislatures I've had on about this, this is actually, minus the mobile injections, what life will be like. Your car will lock you in it. It will not start if you've got one parking ticket. A camera will watch you in your car. It's actually worse than this so-called dark humor. And so I'm going to read this story here in just a second and then get back into the other news. Here's the neocon star just one more time, because Toyota has actually rolled out one of these and says that the government wants this, and so they're providing it, and this will be the new car that we all use. And basically it is a mirror image, actually a little bit worse in several cases than this humor of 2 months ago. So here it is.
The following is an actual conversation between a neocon star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With neocon star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the neocon star observation blimping area.
I'm an old lady.
Well, she's an old lady, folks. For some reason, some of those files have been hiccuping on us. So, Stephanie, you know what's going on? No, we've had someone in the computer hacking up the audio. Well, that's pure genius. We have another one. So, oh my goodness! Now we have it for you, my friends. Yeah, start it over for us. Here's Neocon Star.
The following is an actual conversation between a neocon star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With neocon star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the neocon star observation blimping area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the neocon star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay, I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
All right, folks. All right, I have aired that too much, but it's really not even funny. In one province in China, they have 24 mobile death vans, and they strap you down, no trial, automatic injectors go into you, and they have a gutting area, a stainless steel kind of bathtub in the back where they cut your goodies out. That's BBC, by the way. They show them dragging a young woman who criticized the government out by her neck. They're choking her with pleasure because they're the police to protect you out to the vehicle. But actually, the blimps and the government watching her and the car being turned off and locking her in because she didn't pay parking tickets. Here's Wired Magazine today, and then I have another one here out of another major newspaper reporting on the same thing. And it says, Melbourne, Australia. At the Melbourne Motor Show last week, Toyota unveiled a controversial concept car that would very closely monitor and in some cases restrict the action of its driver, including refusing to turn on. To drive the sleek Toyota Sports TiVo, a driver would have to enter a memory card into its console, turn on the engine. Based on the driver's experience and driving record, the car adjusts its engine performance, cutting back for motorists with less experience or spotty driving records. See, it's to save the children. Drivers of the future who have grown up in the electronic age of heavy remote speed camera enforcement measures and electronic tollway charging systems are accepting of new technology that assists their lifestyle as a way of monitoring, a Toyota press release says about the car. It's essential for drivers to be fully informed in this area of increasing electronic surveillance. And when we get back, I mean, it says you'll be watched by cameras, everything you do will be controlled, you will submit. And they're already trying to pass this law in New Mexico.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Chances are you have heard about the exciting world of shortwave radio. At DXTRA, that's www.dxtra.com, we offer a complete lineup of portable and tabletop shortwave receivers. We carry all the latest shortwave receivers from Sony, Grundig, and Sanjian. Shortwave radio gives you access to literally hundreds of hours of English language broadcasts every day. In addition to our shortwave portable lineup, we carry a full line of quality American-made tabletop shortwave receivers. DXTRA is a factory-authorized reseller for these radios. As a bonus, all of these American-made radios ship with DXTRA's exclusive PC control software called WorldStation. All you need to take advantage of our powerful software is a PC running Microsoft's Windows XP operating system. With PC control, you get benefits like point-and-click mouse control over your radio and access to complete shortwave schedules. Full details are available on our website at www.dxtra.com. You can place an order at any time from our online store. Visit us at www.dxtra.com.
All right, my friends. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes at 800-259-9231. Got a big guest coming up as well, but I'm here looking at this Wired magazine story, and it says, while some say a car that would second-guess its driver's abilities might have limited appeal, Toyota says the purpose of the electronic login and authentication isn't to snoop, but to inform. And what we're suggesting is the driver's license of the future will be a smart card, and it's embedded with all the data required to operate the car more safely and efficiently, Toyota project manager Bill Berenger said. And it goes on to the new Sportivo, separate numbers for the driver's plate on the car and the license in the driver's wallet. Instead, a screen on the cars where a bumper would display a number linked to the driver's license, which would be encoded on the smart card, see? And it goes on for page after page. And cameras watching you, and they've got a retina scanner that decides if you're drunk or impaired. It sensors in the car that pick up the fumes of alcohol to decide if you've been drinking. And again, it's about to pass the, I checked into it, at last we get past the House, and it's about to pass the Senate in New Mexico to make there be breathalyzers on all cars and make you blow to everybody to start your car. Here's another one out of the Times Union. And it says, putting safety in the driver's seat. About 6 years ago, Lotus, a commercial real estate manager for Slinger Lands, thought about the amount of drinking he did with friends. While he only went out once a week or so, he wondered if three or four drinks he consumed were enough to put him in jail if he was ever pulled over. It became a real concern to me, said Lotus, now 64. I'm a social drinker, but you know how things go. So Lotus invested in a device for his car called SensoLock, because he really cares about you, that's why. Made by a Denver company on the same name that measures the alcohol on Lotus's breath. If he's over the limit, the car won't start. See, it's just for us to, you know, be responsible. It's automatically in there, and if it smells any alcohol, you don't have to blow. It just picks it up. Can't start the car, and of course, if anybody else is in the car, been drinking, can't either. But, you know, this is, and again, the feds have already said. How do I know? Because 3 years ago, Houston, actually almost 4 years ago, Houston Chronicle, big front pager. Oh, this company's got Defense Department links, and it's a retina scanner that measures rapid eye movement because there's a move, a mandate with the feds and the automakers to put breathalyzers on all cars, and they say this doesn't work, and it's intrusive. So we got a little camera that retina scans you. Also just so happens to be hooked up with the police department, of course, for your safety, through your wireless phone, little snapshots to make sure you're being safe and good. And it measures microscopic movements. If you're tired, if you're drunk, if you're on drugs, and your car won't start, and it notifies the police if you try to disable it. And already hundreds of companies, this is 3+ years ago, had bought it and put it in buildings to get in it. Retina scans and decides if you're tired or drunk at work. But they said, you see, the breathalyzer won't work, so we want them to put all these on cars. So, see, that's how I know, see. People go, how did you know? How do you understand all this? Because they say you're going to be taxed to drive your car. You're going to swipe your card and thumb scan to buy anything everywhere, and you're going to be taxed. And because they say they're going to do it, because the system's going in right now, people. Do you hear me? This is horrible. And then it goes on. So Lotus invested in a device for his car called SensoLock, made by a Denver company of the same name. If he's over the limit, the car won't start. By using it, I found out how well it worked, he said. Many a time I went back inside and had a cup of coffee or club soda and waited until I was sober enough to drive home. Lotus decided to market the equipment himself. Oh, he just magically did all this because he cares. Now Lotus owns SensoLock Distribution of New England LTD. This kind of the equipment is a way to prevent drunk driving in New York. At the annual New York Association of Drug Court Professionals meeting at the Saratoga Springs City Center, Lotus had a booth showcasing SensoLock and other products. I see this technology as being a true answer to the drinking problem that we're faced with. So see, everyone must blow, everyone must get in the car, the sensor controls us, and it's not going to work because people are going to have their kids get in or their wives get in first and get it started, and then they'll try all sorts of tricks, and they've already told us, see, and then the answer will be the retina scanner, which they say is really like a void comp from the Philip K. Dick book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? You know it as Blade Runner. So it's really happening. And so I don't know what you're going to do about it. Because it's real close, folks. But it's for the children. Mommy's against freedom. I mean, mommy's against drunk driving. Which, by the way, everybody's against drunk drivers, okay? But now they've lowered it down to the point where you have one beer you can't drive in Texas. You know that? 0.8. Unless you weigh, I think they did the calculation, 200 pounds. Then you could have one beer and drive. Now they're talking about lowering it to 0.6, and then you have to be, I think, what, 270 pounds to be able to drive the one beer. People are getting DUIs after they mouthwash, and then later they can prove it and get off. Or they pull you over and demand urine, or now it's blood, and you say no, so they take your driver's license for 6 months, no judge, no jury. But this new system is we're all guilty, and why, if, you know, we can just do this, it'll save lives, and drunk driving's so horrible. And by the way, we want to put biometrics on all the guns. It'll save lives. Only the owner can use the gun. And then, oh, by the way, the police can deactivate it from a distance. But you're starting to get the picture here. I mean, cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the street corners, cameras in the neighborhoods, cameras in the cars. I want to warn you that in 2000, they said that by 2005, the auto manufacturers want to be offering, then they want to make it standard, a infrared camera hooked into your emergency management police facilities that are already set up for this. They punch your code in and watch you. But, again, the camera's there for your safety. Again, it measures the heat in the car. And so if the pressure sensors in the seats pick up weight and the temperature goes over 98 degrees, it automatically dials into the police, and off the cell phone embedded starts streaming the video infrared image to the emergency management center. And by the way, that year, 30 children died being left in cars. It will save 30 children. You're for saving 30 children, aren't you? We've got to have an infrared camera in all the vehicles. Folks, this is going to happen. Do you understand me? The thumb scanners are going in HEB, where I live, right now. I told you this in 97. Now it's happening. Just rip my hair out. We're going to your calls. I just want to recap this story. This is so important. Again, yesterday I have this article posted on the site, never covered it on air. Police group against residents having stun guns. And this is up in South Bend. Good-sized city. And they just say, it endangers police. We want them banned in the city, in your home, anywhere. Now understand, hundreds of cities and towns have banned BB guns, period. Adults can't have them. Hundreds of others have banned people under 18 having BB guns. Now cities are banning paintball. I see articles every week. They're banning paintball, people. I got some police notice thing going, you know, you better not have paintball. Everybody got it, I guess, in the neighborhood. Children have been seen out with paintball guns. This is illegal. I didn't know it was illegal in Austin, but I guess that's illegal now. This is the new America, folks. It's just so they can't ban the guns because there's a lobby to defend those right now. They can just demonize them and get ready for that. But the symbols of them, toy guns, the New York toy guns are banned. Did you know that? Even with, you know, red or pink fronts or green, you know, day-glowing orange barrels. This is happening everywhere, see? I mean, the cops don't want our guns. Man, they want to ban stun guns, plastic guns, everything. South Bend's Fraternal Order of Police want to keep stun guns out of the hands of residents. A group is supporting a proposed ban on the sale and possession of stun guns in the city. State law allows anyone older than 18 to have a stun gun. You will face criminal charges, $500 fine if you're caught with one. Police say stun guns pose a danger to them when they are out in the field. Now, I was filling in for John Statmiller yesterday. I didn't cover it on my show, but I did on his. His dad died. I'm filling in for him. And so I'm on the show, and I pointed out, you know, we can throw a brick at somebody or punch a cop. I mean, you know, a lot more often than cops get hit with stun guns. I never even hear that happening. And so how about we cut our arms off? How about they remove our teeth so we can't bite them? I know cops get bit by drug heads and stuff. I've got cop friends who've got bite marks on them. They've shown me before. And I know you got a tough job, so hey, remove our teeth. And then I thought to myself, you know, I shouldn't joke. Oh, by the way, I'm not joking right now. If anything I've ever thought up, they end up doing it. So there will be proposals, I predict, within 5 years to remove our teeth. Okay, I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but in a way I'm not. Because that's really what they're saying here. Well, stun guns could endanger us, and so we want them all banned in the city. No, you want a monopoly on protection, like the mob. You got to buy insurance from the mob. You don't want, in a city with a gun ban, South Bend's a big gun grab area, you don't want people to be able to have these stun guns to protect themselves. You want everybody groveling, and then they'll call for more police, the crime rate explodes, you get more power and control, you're being federalized. It's the same story all over. A bunch of cities have already banned them. So, I mean, understand, dozens of police alone each year in Austin get stabbed or cut by thugs, and they should be, you know, put in prison for it. There's hundreds of cases every year of cops getting stabbed. Many of them die. So how are we going to, I mean, this is the world. People get stabbed. It's a tough job. Firefighters get burned. You know, we can't ban fires because there's still going to be fires. But you see, everything, oh, keep you safe, keep you safe. I mean, what's wrong with the police that all over the country they're trying to ban you owning a stun gun? I mean, what's wrong with you people, the cops? How would you like living in your house without your gun or your stun gun? What's wrong with you? Now, I want to point out that in major polls, 90% of police are against gun control because they know it actually makes everybody more dangerous. But it doesn't matter. Like, the police chiefs, they want our guns. And the average cop, I talked to the average cop on the beat, yeah, Alex, I'm from the Second Amendment. I go, what if they ban guns tomorrow? And he goes, well, we'll have to come get them. You know, I'll enforce the law. Well, your little law or regulation doesn't circumvent the big fat one, the big ten. Those are the big daddies, see? That's what America is, Bill of Rights. All right, we'll go to your calls. I just cannot believe, I mean, it's just so out in the open what they're doing to us. Who's up first here? Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. I'm wondering when they're going to come around for my knife and sword collection.
Well, no, I mean, that's what I said. Swords and knives and hatchets and baseball bats kill cops every year. I've never heard of a cop getting stun gun. But the point is, anything that's a danger to them, we shouldn't be able to have it. Well, then cut our arms off, remove our teeth. And then I say, ooh, I better not joke. But then I go back to the, well, I don't want to get into that.
Well, anyway, if you put too much aftershave on and your wife puts too much perfume on, how are you going to get your Toyota started?
Well, Toyota says that governments in the article are wanting this. They are simply preparing for what the government is doing. I mean, I read the quotes. Again, I read the federal documents. I see new ones every month. They're getting ready for this. There will be cameras. If we don't stop them within 3 years, maybe faster after they blow something up to get us all scared.
Well,
there will be, hold on, there will be cameras in all cars. There will be breathalyzers in all cars. And it's going to happen unless we say no. Go ahead.
Well, Art Bell kept me up and Art Bell and his After Dark show on the weekend kept me up until 4 a.m. They were talking about all these implants and sensors. And, it was so fantastic. I wish all the listeners could have heard it. Some of the things were you'll go in a grocery store, just put the groceries in the cart, it'll record what your total is, and then, of course, when you leave, it'll be deducted from your account.
Nine Safeways for a year have been doing that in Northern California.
Okay.
Walmarts nationwide have hidden cameras that scan your face when you buy Gillette razors, and then it's put into a database and compared by a computer with your sales total when you leave, and they automatically call police on you if you don't because they have your digital photo from the driver's license facility.
Well, this scientist said that the government has 300 other scientists, 300, working on these devices.
No, DARPA has many more. DARPA and MIT come out with all of it. They have thousands, almost all research at major universities. I've been to the UT psychology department because I have a friend who works there.
Uh-huh.
And it's all mind control, and that's just the declassified stuff. And I'm in an office, and there's stuff, classified DARPA stuff just laying around about mind control, and I was actually, you know, said, I'm getting out of here.
Well, there
they got whole areas of monkeys with a chain down, with TV screens, how to mind control, with different flashing, but I'm not allowed into that area. I was just told about it.
Well, they even went into how does your dog know when you're staying at work overtime and you're not coming home so the dog doesn't go to the door at 5 o'clock when you normally arrive. They're studying that, how our minds can signal to our pets.
Look, it's total mind control. At UT, they have giant complex across the street from a big new psychology building, and it's full of animals chained down, and it's admittedly all mind control. What wavelength, what to push over the high definition TVs to cause the brain to shut down, to cause you to get sick. I mean, publicly, they're testing mind control, how to control you, DARPA at UT.
Uh huh. Well, thank you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Who's up next there? Philip in England. That's what I thought you said. Philip, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Calling from England.
Yes, good to talk to you.
Well, you're very much respected. I just wanted to talk to you about the situation in Haiti. You were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's admittedly no debate, coup d'etat.
Yeah, the rebel leader, it was mentioned on the news here, that the rebel leader has admitted that he's received U.S. military training.
Well, I mean, the M-16s were given to them. It's admitted.
Yeah.
I mean, look, our government admits, the media admits, they put a gun to his head and said, you're out of here. And then Colin Powell says it's not true, and that's the truth, and then no one will hold him accountable.
Exactly. And there's also a second important fact that's not been mentioned in the coverage of Hazy, and that was mentioned in the news over here as well. That's a Colombian drug lord who's currently standing in trial. I'm not sure where or his name. They sort of slipped it in there. You notice how they do that? They slip these facts in there, hoping no one will notice. But he admitted that Haiti is a major gateway for drugs to the United States.
Well,
so
yeah, it's the CIA cutting off all their competition, grabbing Afghanistan, Haiti, grabbing Colombia.
Well, Haiti is totally controlled by Washington. Clinton sent 20,000 troops there in 1994, and then it's admitted that Haiti is a major network for drugs in the U.S. So what is going on there? My guess is that Aristide fell out with the CIA handlers.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, Philip, from England. We'll let you finish up. It's not a guess. They put sanctions on him. He wasn't playing ball. He was not being a good puppet.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists are going for broke, going to the limit. I mean, they don't care if they get caught Halliburton robbing the Treasury. They don't care if openly they're engaging in coup d'etats and everyone knows they're lying. I mean, it's just going for broke, folks. And real quick, going back to Philip in England. Philip, talk right near your telephone. We're having trouble understanding you. You wanted to add something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, Aristide, the president, who was kidnapped and bundled out of Haiti. It's obvious that he fell out with his CIA handlers, and suddenly these rebels, they come from nowhere and they take over the country. I mean, is it any more obvious to anyone else what's going on?
Well, it's more obvious than even that. If you read there was a Reuters article, and it said, oh, yes, for the last 10 years, Aristide has had his special forces security detail provided by the Pentagon. There's all these white guys with short haircuts with M16s and MP5s standing around him in every photograph going back for 10 years. They admit, quote, our government provided his government security men. He had to go out and kill and torture and, you know, run everything for this puppet. And, yeah, he becomes a bad guy. It's like Noriega not paying his cut into Daddy Bush. I don't know why any of these drug dealing government leaders would ever not pay them exactly what they were ordered to pay. I mean, they've proven they will invade, they will use rebel forces, they will take control of the cocaine and heroin shipping areas. If they have to blow up 110 story buildings to get control of Afghanistan when they cut the opium off, they'll do it. Now the record level's back on the street, and your daughter, too, can inject heroin now.
Now, of course, they've got the UN in there.
UN is saving us, yes.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call.
I want to quickly talk about gun control.
Yes.
You were talking about gun control today. I'm not sure if you're aware about the situation in Britain. Total gun control, total ban on handguns, and following a tragic event where a guy went into a school and shot a bunch of kids. So I think you're right when you predict that such events will occur in the United States in the future. I think we saw that with Columbine, and I think we'll see other events or other tragedies like that.
By the way, in the aggregate, you have many more shootings now and much more violence because they've taken the guns from the citizens.
Exactly. All the figures borne this out in Britain.
But it saves the children, so it's good. Thanks for the call from England. Good to hear from you. We'll get to Howard and Mitch and Jeff and others. We do have a guest coming up for about 20 minutes, then we'll have open phones for the rest of the day. But, I mean, this is not freedom, okay? Your car, standard, having a breathalyzer on it, and not starting if you're tired or not starting if you're... Or if you've ever had an accident, well, then automatically the car slows down so you can't... I mean, it's just total control freak behavior, guilty until proven innocent. Bunch of other news. Vicente Fox says he doesn't care what our government says. The U.S. belongs to Mexico. The illegals are coming. Just masses of key news and information coming up. Before we end this hour, you know the drill. If you haven't gotten 9/11 Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror... that expose how the globalists carried out September 11th and how they're going to carry out more attacks and how to stop them. You need to order the videos. You need to make copies of them. There's no copyright, folks. I just want to get the information out to people. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. There's no copyright if it's not for profit, not for sale purposes. Get the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil, two of my new films. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Get the pro-gun t-shirts. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Don't wait. 888-253-3139. Get the films, spread the word, expose the killer terrorist now. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.